the one very important thing is that what is your self-image in your conscious and your subconscious? According to us, the modern psychology is very primitive, according to yoga. And what we say is, everybody who comes to me, he comes with a baggage of having self-image. Each time we sleeping, waking, whatever, each time we make sure that, you know, I'm a man, this is how I should be behaving. I'm a teacher, this is how I should be being. I'm a student, this is how I should be. And that self-image is so reimposing that you forget actually who you are originally. So you totally damage your potential. So, for example, you came today this morning as having the self-image of being very stiff. But I don't see you as a stiff person. I see you as a all possibility, field of all possibility. You know, you do yoga for the next 6 months, you might turn out to be one of the most flexible person. And self-image, changing on physical is much easier. Changing on subconscious level, it takes much more. So that's one level. Now there is a real physical limit. You know, somebody has replaced knee. So that person cannot really do certain movements because physical equipment is lying in there. So those are the people definitely can get therapeutic impact of yoga. People who are really overweight, they can reduce weight. People who are very stressed out, as we already talked about it. In Europe, the big tradition of having nursing homes. And all those people, if you look at it, it's a very depressing place actually. It's a very nice, clean and everything else. It's very depressing because everybody is having hanging faces and not being able to capable because the moment you got admission in nursing home, you got a stamp of being an old, unused, non-useful. And in yoga, that can totally change if somebody applies it in the nursing homes. There was a lady in Switzerland. She came one day from nursing home to my place to do yoga with us. She was 85. And that's the oldest lady. I made her to do a posture called Chakrasana. Chakrasana is the one which you were holding my ankles to lift your body up. And she did from standing down back. She never did in her whole life. 85-year-old lady. When she got up, she was kissing me all over because she says, "Oh my God, I couldn't do it even as a child and I could do it today." Now imagine the impact on her subconscious. She has to rearrange her image. So yoga has way more than just curing only back pain or stiffness or all that. It impacts on overall being, inside and out. More inside than out, actually.